And away we go. We're back here. Holy moly, 2 days left in 2019. Monday, December the 30th. How about that? 11 minutes after the hour here. And we had quite the storm last night. And we've been getting information here this morning. Big Island, Bucyrus. Some areas there without power this morning, some down trees in the Chateau area, areas of Barks Road, Richland Road, 423, closed because of the storm last night. If you have any information on the storm last night, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will put you up on the air. Would love to talk about this. It's a highly interesting subject at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Yeah, hey, you're talking about that pork.
Yes.
Stop sneezing on your package. It will get you to use or freeze by a certain date. Now, if that date says 2 days from now or whatever, the caller said before, but after that sale date, or the date it says to use it, the next day it will start turning on you after that date. So your best bet, if you got more than you're going to use right now, is to freeze it. Pork will stay in your freezer for up to 3 months.
For three. So as long as I have put it in this plastic container now, so as long as I use it before the sell-by date.
The sell-by date. If not, you have to freeze it.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the information.
Yep.
Bye-bye. What we're talking about, if you're just tuning in this morning, is last night I took my initial shot at using the air fryer that I got for Christmas, and I used pork chops to do this. And the paranoia that I have this morning is that the pork chops might have been undercooked because I don't really know how you can tell if a pork chop is totally done. Now, I know if it's pink, you don't want to eat it, which I didn't do that. But if there are still juices running out of the pork chop, is the pork chop still good to eat? That is the question on the table at this point. Now, I don't know. It's tricky. I guess you could get worms from it. Not salmonella, but you could get worms. But I think I would be showing that by now when it comes to these pork chops. What a tricky thing. Go ahead, caller.
Are you aware your streaming is all garbled up?
You know, I don't know. Let me check. Well, I don't know. It's coming over the air here, okay.
Well, you're upstream. You're not downstream of it. It's coming in, skipping, and it's really a mess.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see what I can figure out.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, is anybody else out there listening on a streaming device? Can you hear the streaming signal? Is it clear? Is it not clear? We have an external line here in the studio. It sounds clear to me right now. But that doesn't mean much at this point. So how does the streaming sound at this point? I hope it sounds okay. Hope we're coming through loud and clear. Okay, just got a message here from somebody who's listening on the stream. Said it sounds fine on my end, and they're using I believe they're using the TuneIn app, so I assume we're in good shape, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Now, I'm calling you on my cell phone today, and you sound fine on my cell phone.
Oh, dude, I'm coming through okay?
Yeah.
So the pork hasn't affected me.
I was going to call you and tell you how proud I am that you used yours before I used mine.
Oh, you haven't had a chance to use it yet.
Well, here's the story. My recipe I wanted to use was, it was online, and my computer was down yesterday. It didn't want to accept my Wi-Fi. Oh, I was in a terrible shape. I got my paper yesterday, and it wasn't the Marion Star. It was the Columbus Dispatch, and I couldn't get online to read the Marion Star. And my landline stopped working, and then my computer wouldn't hook to the Wi-Fi. I was in a mess.
My goodness. Now, do you listen to us over a radio?
Yes, I have a little transistor.
Oh, well, see, so we're coming through fine on that. Now, I did just get word from somebody who is listening online, and they say it's coming through fine, so it might have been that person's connection, because sometimes that can happen.
Yeah, because you've sounded just fine all morning, you know, as far as that goes. You sound fine. So, yeah, I think sometimes, yeah, that's what happens.
So you haven't got to the... Now, what is the initial air fryer recipe that you want to use?
I have some chicken tenderloins. They look like little chicken strips. And I want to coat those with some almond flour and some Parmesan and probably some crunched up, pork rinds. And I want to make a little, and I want to put them in there. But I thought you laid stuff on the screen, but you put them in that little... basket, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I did. I put them in the basket,
yeah.
and then the basket hangs over top of that bowl that catches
right.
All the grease.
Right, and I'm going to use it today because I think I'll be okay. I'll make up my own. I'm back. I don't know. It was a miracle, Scott. It was a miracle.
Now, do you see, miracles do happen for all those people who doubt that miracles happen. Miracles do happen.
They do happen because I was beside myself yesterday. My young son came over and tried to hook it up. It wouldn't hook up. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got the phone company coming out tomorrow to get my phone, my landline working. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm just going to call the phone company today, and I'm going to say, forget it. I'm going to get rid of my landline.
You're going all cell phone.
Yeah.
Going all cell. Now, do you know anything about this pork, though? Because you saw the picture last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did that look like a done pork chop to you?
I don't know, Scott. I couldn't tell. But look at the picture.
I'm gonna.
It looked like your shoe soles from the picture, but then don't you have a little meat thermometer?
No, I'm going to have to buy a meat thermometer. Apparently, this is one of those things in life that has went past me, and I'm going to have to buy a meat thermometer.
Well, see, you were without a styptic pen, and I thought, what's with that?
I know. How am I living? No styptic pen.
No.
No meat thermometer. My can openers keep breaking. I don't know what to do.
I haven't heard about them lately.
Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess. But, what's the temperature of a pork chop supposed to be when it's...
I don't know what I was thinking it told right on your package. Usually it gives that information.
I just never heard anybody getting ill from undercooked pork. Now, I've heard undercooked meat and beef, and I've heard undercooked... fish is not good for you, but
mm-hmm.
I've never heard a story about undercooked pork.
Well, yeah, trigonosis.
Trigonosis.
Trigonosis. Yeah, that's something that's they've warned people about over the years, and you just have to be more careful. But I'm not sure. Can you stick a meat thermometer inside a pork patty? I don't know if you can do that and if it would work correctly, but I'm quite sure from the sound of your description that it was done.
Well, see, what I couldn't figure out is when I always cut into the meat before I eat it, and when I cut into it the first time, it was definitely white inside, but a lot of juices ran out, and
mm-hmm.
it didn't look like a steak. It looked a little more, what should I say? It looked a little more... It looked like a steak, it wasn't pink, but it looked like a not well-done steak.
You probably did the correct thing, and the reason why I'm saying that is when I was online looking and different people's different comments, there were quite a few comments where they said when they first got their air fryers, they'd put things in and it just wasn't quite done enough to suit them, so they would return it to the fryer, and then it come out okay. So I think it's just the experiment right at first.
Well, and then there was the flipping of it. Now, see, this was something that I did not read in the instruction manual. Now, I will say that I did not read it all the way through, but what I did is when I put it back in, I flipped the pork chop over because the one side did not look brown because I guess the heat comes from the top. Mm-hmm. So when I put it back in there, I flipped it over and the other side got brown. So I think that helped as well. So I don't know if you're doing like hamburgers or pork chops or things like that, if you have to flip it as opposed to French fries or onion rings.
According to my instructions, it does say flip it once, yes.
Oh, so there is some flipping involved.
Yeah, there's flipping involved.
So
you might as well get used to it.
Apparently, I just did not. Well, see, I couldn't figure out how to shut the thing off because the timer's running.
Did you read your instructions?
Well, you know, I was in a hurry. I was in a hurry for the pork chops.
Do you remember when I said that my instruction book says before you even do anything, you sit here and you read all these instructions?
I know. I could have given myself trigonosis last night, and then I wouldn't have been here this morning.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things, like telling you how to plug it in and where not to plug it, and don't do this and don't do that. And I think in the case of this machine, it's very important to read everything first to make sure you're aware of its ups and downs or rights and wrongs or whatever you want to call it.
Now, see, where am I not supposed to plug it in? Because I might have done that.
Well, it seems to me it said when you plug it into an outlet, don't have a bunch of other things plugged into that outlet.
I think I only had one other thing plugged into the outlet.
Yeah, and also don't use an extension cord on it, and you know, certain things like that. And mine's big.
Yeah, it's a very big thing. I was surprised about the size of it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of enormous. I mean, I had to put it on top of the refrigerator. It was such a big piece, I didn't think that I had the counter space for it.
Well, mine's on my counter. It took up, I had to sacrifice a few things, but it's okay, you know, and it'll, but then I push it up underneath my cupboards, and I will have to pull it out because you want to have that open on the top and on the sides, according per instructions.
Yeah, I know there's a lot that blows out of the back of it because you can smell it cooking from the back. So I know there's a lot of stuff blowing out of the back of it.
Yeah.
So, but I think I'm okay because I think I have not died yet, and I'm not deadly ill at this point. So
fine. Just when you cut into it and checked it, it was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Pork's a weird thing to cook, though, because I'm very nervous about eating things that are undercooked. And when I cut in and all that juice ran out, I thought, ooh, I wonder if this is done.
I don't think it's quite like steak, is it?
No. Well, steak, if it's pink inside, a lot of people, that's the way they like it.
Exactly. But pork is different, and that's why they've always warned you over the years about it. And it's a good thing to be mindful of.
It's the other white meat.
It's the other white meat.
Remember when they use that title? It's the I'm not sure what that title was supposed to prove, but apparently it's the other white meat. Now, storing, because I'm nervous about this now, because now I could kill myself by the way I stored it.
Now, Bob was correct.
So Bob is right. That
he's right on. He's right on you. If you're not going to use that before that date, put that up in the freezer. I do that all the time. I've got salmon up there that had dates on it, and so I put that up there. And there's that way then you don't worry.
Well, see, I think mine is January the 2nd, if I remember right. That's what the package said, January.
Okay, well, then you have a couple more days.
So as long as it's in this plastic container, because it took it out of the styrofoam container, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I should have if I wanted two more pork chops today, I would just get the air fryer out, put the two pork chops in there, and go ahead with it.
Yeah, and don't forget to turn.
And don't forget to turn. Now, have you read how you shut this thing off mid-turn?
shut it off. Well, I think it's, I believe my instruction said, if you want to, you just open the door. Or I don't know about that. I haven't. It says something in there about that. But you know, Scott, it says that once your food has stopped cooking, it will still run for, what is it, 10 seconds?
Well, it's weird because there are two lights on top. I think there's a blue light and like an orange light.
Uh-huh.
And one of the lights kept going on and off as it got toward the end of the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
couldn't figure out what that was all about.
I think that's probably the cooling light. That's your cool down. And it did say that in the instructions.
So does the air fryer know when the food is done?
Well, didn't you preset it?
Well, I did, but I wonder, how does it know when to cool down?
Well, when it stops, your preset stops cooking, and it's done cooking. Say, whatever you put in there for 10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes go by, and it stops cooking. But then it will have that little cool-down period inside, and that's probably what that blue, meaning cool, represents, not knowing for sure. And it'll run just a little bit, like maybe something like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and that's the cool-down, and then it should stop.
Well, that's it. So it's not really telling you that the food is done. It's just telling you you're getting to the end of your time frame.
Yeah, you're getting to the end, and now you have to wait till the cool down. That should be that's in the instructions. They made that. They explained that.
Now, are there any tips on cleaning at this point?
Well, you're the one that used it. Was it gooey inside?
Well, it was pretty easy to clean, but I would imagine you would not like want to use an SOS pad or a scouring pad.
No, Scott, just a soft, warm, sudsy cloth, your dishwater, you know.
Yeah, that's what I did, and I put it all back together and put it on top of the refrigerator. But now I'm thinking if I want to have these pork chops, I'm going to have to get that thing back down and plug it in again.
If you're not going to keep it on your counter.
I know. I'm going to have to clear a space. This is obviously what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, I think so, if you intend to use it faithfully, and it sounds like you're doing just fine with it, so.
That's right. I'm going to have to throw out, like, my flour and sugar and all that sort of thing.
Get rid of your toaster and throw your coffee pot away.
Just throw it all away. Who needs it anymore? We're just going to go with the air. We'll just have an air fryer and a Keurig sitting there.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're certainly having an informative morning here on this whole air fryer thing. And, the cooking of pork. How about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we have checked the stream, so if you are having problems with the stream, it will probably on your end here, unfortunately, because our stream is coming through fine at this point. But again, because of the storm last night, we are looking at some road closures here in Marion. Don't know how long they'll last, but some areas of Barks Road, some areas of Richland Road, some areas of 423, some power outages in Big Island, Bucyrus, and some trees down in Chateau. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, all you need is a thermometer and cook it, pork or poultry, to 173 degrees or better.
So pork can be 173, and you're good then?
173 and up.
173.
Yeah.
Now, can you eat pork like I was describing it, where it's just not so well done? Can you eat it a little less well done?
Well, I don't know about that.
But all I need is a meat thermometer at 173.
That's what mine says.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's good to know, because I would have no idea what the temperature would be that you would want to cook the pork to. But it sounds like 173 is where you would want to be at. Well, it's interesting, and I have till January the 2nd to eat the rest of these things. So that is fun as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any more information on last night's storm, any road closures. Do you know how fast the winds got up to last night? I haven't heard that yet. I heard there on the weather report from Zach something like 40, 45 miles an hour wind gusts, but I'm not sure if that was last night or what it was expected to be. I don't know if that was the right on amount, but interesting morning here, talking about using the air fryer and all kinds of other things. Let's see here. Are there any other stories 30 minutes past the hour that we can get in here? Okay, talking about the air fryer, and I did get the two emails. Somebody not very happy that we were talking about poinsettia and poinsettia. We still really don't know which it is. I still say poinsettia, Charlie says poinsettia, but that's the way it goes at this particular point. Okay. Oh, also was telling me that I needed to open up the box and get the recipe book, which I did. So now I'm good. I've got the recipe book, and I have used the air fryer, so I'm moving along at a good pace now. And I have cooked something, and I have not died, so I think that I did okay. And if you would like to see pictures of the pork that I cooked last night, you can go to Facebook. Now, see, there's something in broadcasting I never thought I would say. If you want to see pictures of the pork chops that I cooked last night, just go to my Facebook page and you can see pictures of the pork chop. See, that's the whole new world of broadcasting. I got some other stuff here I want to talk about this morning. 740-383-9944, though. Is anybody in Merriam without power? Does anybody know? We had some reports this morning that Big Island and Bucyrus are without power, and certainly some downed trees here in Merriam, and we had a downed lamppost here on Center Street, right here in front of the building we're in. So that's the way it goes. Chime in if you have something to say. 740-383-9944. Okay, now, I hope this person is listening. They said they were going to listen this morning. So, I want to get into this story because this was something fun. You know, do you ever run into fun people? And I've known this person for, it's probably been about a year now. I would think I've known them. If I'm getting this wrong and you are listening, bear with me on this one. But I hope you're listening because you said you were going to listen this morning. Okay, a friend of mine yesterday, okay, I'm going to take the call and then I'm going to come to this story. If you're listening, I'm coming to this story, so stay tuned. Go ahead, caller.
Those look like some good chops.
Oh, you took a look at them.
Yes.
So do they look well done and not going to give me trigonosis?
They don't look well done. They look done well. And, you know, that juice, I think, is, you know, you got to let meat rest a while after you're done so all the juices can recirculate and all of that stuff. But it just looks like it's the fat rendered off of the side, but they're lean, and they were pretty tasty, weren't they?
They were delicious, and I had them just with a plain salad and some ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm. Nope. It looks like, what kind of air fryer do you have?
You know, it's like a Faberware, maybe? Is that the name of the company?
Oh, Faberware, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not the gray one, tall one, is it?
It's black.
Oh, okay. Just to check the waters, I bought one. It was $29, Faber, whatever it is. And, you know, not a bad deal. So I might go up one, a little more volume and a little more bells and whistles on it, but they do a surprising job. I mean, for $30, it's kind of hard to go wrong.
Not wrong there at all. Hey, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Those look good.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. And again, if you want to take a look at my pork chops, they are on the Facebook page. That, to me, this is the world we've come to. We broadcast over the airwaves, but if you want to take a look at the pork chops, now even radio is visual. And this is what I tell people with the streaming and the pictures you can put online. You can now go and see what I had for dinner last night by going to my Facebook page and taking a look at my pork chops. How about that? Who would have ever thought that would have come around? Okay, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you want to talk about the pork chops, if you want to talk about the storm last night, or anything else. Okay. Now, to the story I wanted to tell, and I hope, again, the person is listening. Now, if you're listening, I hope I don't get any of this wrong. But they said they were going to get up early this morning. This is not an early morning riser. But they said they were going to get up early this morning and listen to this show, so I hope they are listening. Sorry it took so long to get to this with the call-in this morning and the storm last night and so on and so forth. Okay, here's the story. Yesterday, and I've been around this person for about a year now. I think it's been about a year. Oh, I promise you, I'm going to get to this. Stay with me there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Is it on your Facebook page or WWGH?
It's on my personal page.
Okay. Well, in order to look at that, you have to accept my friend request.
I will do that.
Okay.
I will do it.
I will send it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. I did not put a picture of the pork chops up on my, on the WWGH page. Maybe I should have. I didn't know this was going to be such a hot topic this morning. See, forget the politics, forget the local stuff, forget the storm. We're talking about pork chops this morning. We're talking about air fryers and pork chops. And so if you want to see what I had for dinner last night, okay, I just added the person. Okay, take a look at those pork chops. Tell me what you think. It's so strange, but it's fun. See, we're all interconnected now. Thanks to the internet, we're all interconnected through the world. You can tell me what my food looks like. You can tell me, you can see what I ate last night. It's a whole thing. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Okay, I'm going to try this again. 36 minutes. And I know if this person's listening, they're probably saying, get to it. Okay, here's the story. Knowing this person about a year, and yesterday I was around them for probably, let's say, 5 hours, 5-6 hours, because frankly, when you're around me, it's nothing but fun. Anybody who's hung around me for any amount of time, well, everybody who's listening to this show, you know, if you hang around me for 2 hours every morning, it's just nothing but fun. It's just outlandish, incredible fun. I'm like a party that never stops. So anyway, yeah, me and my air fryer pork chops. Okay, if she is still listening, here's the story. Hung around this person yesterday for about 5 hours. And I am not good at dialects. I wouldn't even try to do a dialect now. Couldn't do it, wouldn't do it, can't do it. I can do certain words, but I can't do total dialects. So here's the deal. I was around this person yesterday, and they said they were going to listen this morning. They took down all the tune-in information and all the web streaming information and all the radio information. They're not an early morning person, but they said they were going to get up and listen to the show this morning. Sorry it took me an hour and 37 minutes to get to this, but here's the deal. Yesterday, this person, a friend of mine, she started to do, for whatever reason, I can't remember exactly the reason, but she started to do a British accent. Now, some people do British accents, and they are really just horrible. Really just horrible. The accents are misery, the British accents. But this person broke in to a British accent yesterday and did not break it. I think she only broke it maybe once or twice for maybe just a few words. She hung on to this British accent for the better part of 5 hours yesterday. And her British accent was one of the best British accents I've ever heard. It was absolutely one of the most phenomenal things that I had heard. And I said to her, I'm going to talk about this on the radio tomorrow. And she said, well, you won't talk about that on the radio. And I said, well, of course I'll talk about that on the radio, because it was so good. And I was so impressed that this person could talk, and she's American. I don't even think she's ever been to Britain. She could talk British impeccably and did it for 5 hours. And everybody we came in contact with for 5 hours, she talked British to her, that person. I guarantee you there are people who thought she was British yesterday because she never broke character. And I thought that was just genius. That made me laugh so hard. And then I started talking to her like she was British. And I said, do you like tea? Do you like Do you like scones? Do you like English muffins? And she even said at one point, she said, well, I'm starting to think British now that I've been talking British for so long. So she is very talented, very brilliant. Anybody who can keep that up for that long a time is a fun person in my book. And I'm going to talk about this more in a second, so stay here, because there's one something I want to tell you about this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I haven't listened for a little bit, but a good rule of thumb on your pork chops.
Right.
Use a food thermometer, and a good rule of thumb is 160 degrees, you're good to go.
160.
Internal temperature 160 on about any meat you cook. 160 is a good rule of thumb.
160.
That kills all the bacteria, yeah.
Now, is that just in pork or any meat?
No, any meat.
Any meat. If you get to 160, yeah, you're good.
160, that'll kill your bacteria.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. I wonder how much a meat thermometer costs. See, I'm going to have to go to the store and get a styptic pen, a meat thermometer, and what else is it? Oh, a good can opener. Maybe a good electric can opener. Okay. Again, 19 minutes left in the show today. Feel free to call 740-383-9944. So, I'm with this person yesterday, 5 hours doing this British accent. And they were so good, never broke character, talked to people who we came in contact with in this British accent, made me laugh so hard internally. Because, you know, I'm not a big outward laugher. I've noticed that about myself. I'm not like a big joke laugher, but inside, I'm really laughing. And I thought this was so brilliant. She said she was going to listen to the show this morning. She's not a morning person. She took all the information, as I said, I'm repeating myself, but she's listening to the show right now, I hope. So, Taylor, brilliant yesterday. Absolutely brilliant. The accent was great. Made me laugh and made time go by, made the 5 hours go by so fast yesterday. So, Taylor, you thought I wouldn't talk about this on the air. I hope you're listening, and congratulations. You did a great, great job. Best British accent I have heard in a long, long time. You know, by the way, now, let's see. Well, she might be shy, and we've only got 18 minutes left here, but this is radio. So, Taylor, if you're out there listening, call me and give me a little bit of the British accent. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, at this point, she might have listened early on, because I told her the show started at 8. So she might have been listening earlier on and thought, I can't take any more of that show. He's talking about pork. He's talking about wins. Forget that. But if she's listening, if she was able to download the app, if she was able to get on the streaming site or so on or so forth, Taylor, call in and give us a little bit of that British accent, because that was tremendous. And that would be very good on radio. And if she's not listening, I'm sorry that she's missing all these nice things I'm saying, but I'm sure she'll let me know if she's just too shy to call in. Some people are shy. They don't want to call in. I understand that. But to hear this British accent is brilliant. 740-383-9944. Got about 16 and a half minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. So way to go, Taylor, with the British accent. Enjoyed that a lot. Made yesterday a lot more fun. And that's what we need in the world. A little more fun, a little more enjoyment. Now, what can we do here for 16 minutes at this point? What did I? There's more stuff I want to talk about here, but I don't know if I can get it all in this morning. Here's an interesting thing. I was, this is one of those, this is going to be a bad joke. So get ready, it's a bad joke, but it's not my joke, so I don't feel bad about this. But here's the bad joke. Last night I was talking to a person. And let's see, how can I delicately tell this joke? This person was a little short financially on something. Let's put it that way. A little short financially on something. And they were talking about this. And my answer to them was, how short are you? I think is what I said. I think I phrased it exactly that way. How short are you? And the response was, I'm 5'2". And this person got the biggest laugh out of their own joke. Was still laughing about it this morning. Now, I have to admit, on this particular thing, I was not laughing on the other end. But is that a funny joke? Do you find that funny? How short are you? Now, I'm talking about financials. But the person says, I'm 5'2". I don't know. It's no British accent for 5 hours, but a joke nonetheless. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, we are coming to a head here today. You know what I'm thinking? Because I had to write, see, because I have no memory. I had to write all this stuff down this morning that I wanted to talk. Oh, no, wait, I'm getting a message here. It wasn't a joke. I thought you meant how short was I? Oh, so it wasn't a joke. Oh, okay. So when I said, how short are you, the person really thought I was talking about height. I got it. So it wasn't a joke. But the person did laugh, so they thought it was a joke, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I guess that's the way we're going to go with that this morning. But anyway, it was funny to them. So we're always happy to give people a little bit of laughter. Anyway, as I'm looking at this paper, what I had written down here was I had Taylor and British. So I would remember the British story about Taylor. And is Taylor a British name? For some reason, that never dawned on me yesterday. I mean, some names are British and some names are not, and we name American people British names. Is Taylor actually a British name? Wouldn't that be ironic? Because my guess is this person has been named Taylor their whole life. So it would be odd that they would be doing a British accent for 5 hours like they were and doing it brilliantly. Can anybody else do a good British accent? Since apparently we might have lost Taylor this morning. She might have listened to that port conversation and said, I've had enough. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's very difficult to do a good British accent. Now, a lot of people do them, but they don't do them, you know, perfectly as this one was coming off of. And maybe if I talk to her again, I can get her to call in so you can hear a little bit of it, because it is great. It was hitting my ear perfectly. And you know, the trick to a British accent is, a really good British accent, was everybody she came in contact with yesterday conversing, she was talking in British. She never went back to the American accent. And that's hard to do because you don't know what people are going to say to you. So you've got to be able to speak the entire British language in that accent. And she's not British. She's American. And then there was a funny thing because she had a Heidelberg sweater on. I remember she had a Heidelberg sweatshirt. And obviously Heidelberg's Germany. So here we had an American doing a British accent with a German sweatshirt on. And I said, you know, there's going to be conflict between your accent and your sweatshirt because the Germans and the British people did not get along for a long time. But for that matter, we as Americans did not get along with the British people for a certain amount of time during and after the Revolutionary War. So there you go. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour, coming up on the hour here in about 11 minutes. Does anybody want to call in and say anything at this point? Does anybody else have an air fryer? Did you get an air fryer? Was it good? Do you enjoy it? Has anybody else taken a look at my pork chops online? Do you think the pork chops are good? Do you think I will not die from these pork chops? I think... Well, I'm getting some messages now that people are going to be using their air fryer tonight. So tonight might be air fryer night in Marion, Ohio. Let's see here. I got another comment on the Facebook. They look really yummy. Two thumbs up. Okay, I think that was from our caller earlier. But do they look done? Do they look ready to go? See, that's the worry. I think they look okay. I think the picture was pretty good. But do these pork chops look like they will not give me trigonosis? That's the question. And now we've got two temperatures on the pork chops, 160 and 173 with a meat thermometer. But I guess all meat at 160. That works too. We'll take it. And again, due to the storm last night, don't forget, there are some areas, I don't know if it's still this way at this point, but there are some areas of 423 and Richland Road and some areas in Chateau where trees are down and some roads might be shut down, Barks Road as well. So there are some areas out there that you might want to be careful of. And in Big Island and Big Island and Bucyrus, there are some power outages this morning. And I have to believe there are some here in Marion, too, because I got a message this morning about power outages. Thank goodness I didn't have a power outage. But there may be some people in Marion this morning without power as well. So if that's the case, give me a call. 740-383-9944. How do things look out there as you are hitting the road this morning? 51 and a half minutes past the hour. What an eventful show we've had this morning. Now, don't forget today, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp and Dr. Ron Feynman comes up after this show today, 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then today we also have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. and the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 p.m. until 6 p.m. So that is going to be a great program, and we're getting another call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just went past Marion Cardington. As you look down close to the Humane Society, there's a tree on the power lines bending over. There's a sheriff sitting there. So
That's what's going on.
Probably be closed for a while, yeah.
Now, have you been by the library today to see if that if Charlie's tree is still standing up there?
No, I haven't. I haven't been that way.
Oh, my
God. County mostly.
We'll hope it survived, because that was close to a power line as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
All righty.
Hey, thank
Talk
you.
To later.
Bye-bye. We appreciate the reports this morning. That's very helpful, and that's something that hopefully local radio can do. But apparently a tree leaning on the power line there, that is a little scary, to be sure. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. According to a radio station up north in Bucyrus, they had said OSU Marion campus was closed due to no electric. I live on 423. I have electric.
Really? So OSU Marion, they're saying it's closed today because of power outage. Is that right?
Pardon?
OSU Marion, they're saying, is closed today because of a power outage?
Yes, I was listening to WBCO in Bucyrus, and they said that OSU Marion was closed.
That's interesting. I'll see if I can track that down.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Now, see, there's some information. Now, let me see if I can track that down here before the end of the show today. We have not gotten any information like that, but that could be the case. Maybe that's where the power outage was on Route 95. Now, I did go through McDonald's this morning. They were open, but I don't know if they operate on a generator or... Okay, let's see here. There is a posting on the website. Let me read it right off the Ohio State Marion webpage here. Here we go. 1 hour ago, due to high winds causing power outages on campus and the surrounding area, Ohio State Marion is closed for Monday, December 30th, 2019. All buildings closed will reopen Tuesday, December 31st, 2019. So the caller is right. The OSU Marion campus is closed today due to a power outage. The Ohio State Marion campus. Now, I don't know about Marion Tech at this point out there on the same campus. We'll see if we can get any information on that. If you have any information, we still have about 6 minutes left to go. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. But OSUM here in Marion, the campus is closed today because of a power outage today, December the 30th. Okay, let's check Marion Tech here. I don't see anything on the Marion Tech website, so we will leave that alone at this particular point. All right. 740-383-9944. Do you have any more points to make this morning? I'm just glad that I made it to the end of the broadcast without possibly dying because of using this air fryer last night and the pork that went along with it. Now, see, to me, the pork, just too much juice ran out of it when I put the knife in it. That's what's making me a little nervous here. Too much juice ran out, and I thought it may have caused danger, that it may have resulted in my death. But again, go to my personal Facebook page, I'll add you, and you can look and see what I had for dinner last night, and you can tell me, does it look done? See, these are innovations in radio that we're making every day. Do you want to know what I had to eat last night? Go to it. See it. Take a look. By the way, you can listen to WWGH Radio just about anywhere on the internet at WWGH1071.com. And also by downloading the free TuneIn app. You can listen on any mobile device. Just download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. That's all you have to do. It's that simple. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hey, Scott.
Yes.
When it's all up, meet the monitors. Your internal should be 165 or above if you use a meat thermometer. And if you get all the juice out of the pork or any meat when it's done, when you cut into it, that all the juice is not going to hurt you.
So the juice is okay. So if it's 165, I'm okay.
Let's say 165.
165. All right. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Okay, folks. We've got... now, here's the temperatures that I've been given this morning on this pork. We've got 160, 165, and 173. Now, I've got to get a meat thermometer, clearly. But I'm... apparently, I'm just going to go to 173. And now I'm a little nervous because I've got these pork chops left from yesterday. So I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
If the juices run clear, then you're fine.
Oh, if the juice is cloudy, then I'm in bad shape.
Well, the juice will either be clear or it'll be kind of bloody. But if the juice is clear, then you're fine.
So as long as there's no blood left in the juice, I'm okay. Okay.
And that applies to chicken as well.
Now, have you taken a look at the pork chops online?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. No, I thought they looked really good.
Now, so do those look like something that's not going to kill me?
Yes. I think you're going to be fine, Scott.
I'm going to live to 2020.
I believe so.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Now, see, there's another tip. If the juice is clear, you're in the clear. So you can remember it like that. If the juice is clear, you're in the clear. Man, what a morning we've had this morning. 740-383-9944. Who says local radio in Marion is dead? We're here, manning the helm. And I even came in this morning during a windstorm, apparently in which my power may or may not have been out. I don't think it was. I think the electric company's just sending me emails. I might become a pen pal with the electric company. You never know. But if you want to check out the pork chops from the air fryer, which I used for the first time last night, go to my personal Facebook page. We didn't put those up on the radio station Facebook page because we thought, you know, that might be a little too intrusive. And apparently Taylor did not call in. Taylor did not call in and give us the British accent. Taylor, did you leave the program? Did you stop paying attention? I want you to hear this girl's British accent. 5 hours yesterday. Never broke. She's perfect. 740-383-9944. We're approaching the end of the program today, but we might be able to get one more call in if you'd like to call in. Want to talk about the storm? Want to talk about the pork chops? Want to talk about the British accent? Whatever you'd like to do. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on 10:10 until 11 a.m. this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 today. The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6. And I'll be back, of course, tomorrow morning. I'll be here New Year's Eve, 8:10 until 10 a.m. I'll be here with you on New Year's Eve tomorrow. Now, how can you miss that show? We're going to have big New Year's Eve fun for sure. And I'm going to eat a couple more pork chops tonight, so jury's out on if I will live to tell the tale of eating two more pork chops tonight with dinner. They were good last night, but I'm going to put it to the test tonight. 173, 165, 160, temp, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get a meat thermometer on the way home. All right, don't blow away today. Have a great day, and I will talk with you tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. More programming right ahead, straight ahead. But for today, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
In Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo. Telephone number 140-225-4495.